going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That is right. We are in the heart of Gentilly. We're at the 54th annual Jazz Fest today. The weather is it's beautiful. The wind's blowing, got a nice breeze, kind of knocking that humidity down, thank God. Hopefully it stays that way. But it's the excitement is actually growing out here. The first Friday, and as I was talking to a number of vendors, they had a good day yesterday, which is great. We hope to have a better day today for sure. And we have an incredible lineup to visit with today. A lot of different folks from old timers here at Jazz Fest to new timers to the artist of the poster, James Michalopoulos. We'll also have Joe Cabral, the saxophone player of the Iguanas. I don't know if you're a big Iguana fan, but I am. Pete Hilsum, Big River Foods. They do crawfish Monica. We have Bud Brinberg, who's the creative director and publisher of the Jazz Fest poster and all the clothing. I got my Jazz Fest shirt on this morning. Ricardo from Ricardo Catering, and Aaron Wilkinson, who is the vocals, guitar, mandolin, harmonica player for the Honey Island Swamp Band. I've seen them at least a dozen times around, a great band. And we're going to start out with a good friend of mine, an old-time friend of mine, John Kaluta from Kaluta's Catering, and a new friend of mine who her first year here at Jazz Fest, I interviewed her, and we were just reminiscing about how nervous she was because she hadn't served a single plate at that point in time at the Jazz Fest. It was a lot of fun. Kiala Marshall with Kiala Pralines. Folks, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having us.
So we'll start, John. John, you've been here since 1995.
That's correct.
And Kiala's been here. This is her third year here. So we have a newbie.
An oldie.
And a veteran. And an oldie.
The funny thing is, I still feel like one of the young guys here because everybody in my area has been here longer than me.
Yes. So, if you would, for the listening audience, tell folks about your perspective, your experience here. I mean, that's a long time. You're pushing, 30 years, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
It's a great experience. I have my son involved in the business, the King Cake business and this, and he takes over a lot of it, so it's a nice family experience as well. But the whole atmosphere here has always been good. I was just telling, I forgot the name.
Kiala.
That this is just an easy, nice festival to do compared to the other festivals because everything's organized, everything's in the same place every year. Everybody helps you. We have lots of good equipment to use. And it's so organized. It's an easy, fun festival to do.
You know, I notice it right away. I like to come early. I've been here since 8:15 and walk. I just like to walk around and watch what's going on. It's just absolutely incredible. You know, I heard somebody said they're delivering ice in 2 minutes. So I said, I'm going to wait. we're, We're under attack here at the Jazz.
That was awesome.
So I wait the 2 minutes. Sure enough, there's the ice wagon that pulls up. And the ice gets delivered. Kiala, your third year. Mm-hmm. You made it through the first year. You and I talked about that last year. You ready for this year?
I'm so ready. Like you said, like my first year, the vendors were so welcoming. They're still so welcoming. It's like a big old family. Everybody loves everyone. They come to your tent and say, hey, do you need anything? Are you good? And you know, whether you, and I was able to give a fender the new talk. Like I'm an oldie, I'm not. And it's Cafe Dolphin. I said, girl, you new, so how you doing? Nice to meet you. You know, and it's just kind of like you pass it on. It's a wonderful, you know, wonderful festival to be a part of. And I'm so happy that they allow me to be a part of it.
I really like the culture art here where everybody's pulling for one another.
Oh, yeah.
John, I mean, it's interesting. I don't know if you see that at
all
festivals.
Oh, yeah, we all help each other out. Yeah. You're out of this. You need this. We all share stuff, you know. Help each other out. We help in labor. Somebody's dropped a person and we throw one of our guys in the booth, you know, whatever it takes to get the food out.
Yeah, I love that. Do you see that at all festivals? Or
I don't do a lot of festivals anymore because this is my festival. This is one I do, really.
You know?
I did the Jazz Fest. I mean, I did the French Quarter Fest for a couple of years, and I like this better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of different than that experience as well. But I hear that from a lot of folks, and I just find it very unique, you know, that competitors but at the same time collaborators.
I think because we're all here so long together,
we're
kind of like we're all on the same team.
And they also care about the vendors, so they also want you to win as well, so it's like it's not just a one-sided, you know, group. And I love that about
so Kiala, give us the rundown of what you will be selling this year, because you've changed it up a little bit, I think.
So last year we wound up adding the banana foster cheesecake that took me 3 months to get that recipe perfected, and they wound up voting in one of the top desserts of Jazz Fest last year, so I was super excited about that. So we have that on the menu again this year. We have a mixed nut brittle. We also have a strawberry cupcake, and we do have a key cake, which is a vanilla cake with caramel sauce and some whipped cream and sanding sugar.
And John, your lineup?
Well, we have the crawfish strudel, which we've been doing since 95.
That's a main staple, right?
And the white chocolate bread pudding. And a couple years ago, we added shrimp and grits. And last year we added pork debris and grits. Which is like a play on the griots.
Right.
Unfortunately, not everybody knows what griots are, so we changed the name.
Exactly. Crawfish strudel's been around for a long, long time. That's been a staple. And when you had your place on Metairie Road, the white chocolate bread pudding, that was big time. That was big time. It truly
wasn't very popular back then. We weren't the first one to do it, but we were one of the first ones to make it popular back then. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting. I used to visit John at his place on Metairie Road, and he has a black belt or a brown belt, and I don't know how many different martial arts. He doesn't look like it, does he? But you don't want to mess with this guy.
I'm about to say, you never mess with the quiet people.
And he would come in with a black eye or have a contusion on his elbow.
I don't remember all that.
Yeah. And I'm like, John, what happened? I mean, how bad is this kitchen back there?
It's a rough life. You never know. You never know what you're going to run into back there.
We used to have a lot of fun teasing you about that. Funniest experience you had out here at Jazz Fest, Kiala?
I don't want to say funny. It's more like it was great, but it was also like kind of embarrassing and shading. So my family sings at Jazz Fest every year, and all of a sudden I just hear this choir in front of my boot, like singing Kiala, like just like church style, and I just was like, oh my God. So that was for me funny, but at the same time embarrassing, but loving as well. So
absolutely. They were saluting you.
They were, but I was just like, shh. And it made all the people around just like clapping and excited, and I'm in the back just like turning all shades of colors up. So that was probably my funniest one.
How about you, John?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that. I have horrible memory. Let's see.
Do you remember a day where like nothing went right? You know, equipment was going out.
This is funny. And that we had we were like the peak of the lunchtime crowd. We had a line
where you want to be at your best,
And we had a line, you know, 20, 30 feet, 3 or 4 thick. I mean, it was. And then the skies opened up, and totally soaked everybody. Everybody ran to the tents, which are right the tents where you can eat are like 50 yards away from me. Like, right, I can see the people. There's like 1,000 people, and all this food is in our warmers. But our warmers, electricity went out, so we had nothing to keep it warm. And all this food is dying, and all those people are over there starving.
He's looking
so,
at you.
So I loaded up a portable cabinet, put a drawer in there, and pulled up my pant legs and rolled out there and started selling in the tents.
In the tents.
In the tents, and everybody's loving it. And then a bunch of other guys started doing it.
So, yeah. A little improv.
Yeah.
Little improv going on, right?
I couldn't stand seeing all that food going away.
I don't need you to come to the food. The food's going to come to you.
Right. I
guess that's a big challenge out here, too, when the weather's not right. You know, there's a huge difference in the feel, the crowd and everything else when it's perfect weather. Like right now, it's like sitting in air conditioning right now. As opposed to a thunderstorm coming through and everything going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, but in general, I mean, you've only been here 3 years, but I've been here a while, and I can't say we've had any really bad days. We've had a couple of bad days, but not bad weekends.
Yeah,
right. Not where it's wiped the whole thing out. I think they closed actually one year for one day because it was so bad. But overall, it adds up on the good side, on the positive side.
Yeah, no doubt.
It rained one time, and people were still standing in line. It was just like eating a cake while it was just getting rained over, and it just was like, you know, they came for the experience. And I was like, okay, this is new to me.
So, Kiala, you have returners, customers that come back every year, I'm sure.
Yes, I do.
I hear stories every now and again of people becoming friends with folks from out of town and staying in contact, or people from in town that they've met and, you know, they've had an opportunity maybe to strike up a little 5-minute conversation or whatever. Has that happened to you?
I'm glad you brought it up. There's a lady, she's from Switzerland, her name is Renee, and we're friends now on Facebook and Instagram, and she's coming this Saturday, so I'm super excited to see her again. It'll be my third year seeing her, because she came last year and said, well, I went to Congo, but you wasn't there anymore. I said, no, we moved to Food Area 1, so... Yeah, she comes from
You're moving on up, baby.
That's right.
Food Area 1, absolutely.
I didn't care what they put me. They can put me in the corner, and I would be excited. I just wanted to be a part. You know, like I said, it's a wonderful event. So, yeah, I'm friends with this lady from Switzerland named Renee, and we're friends on Facebook and everything, and she messaged me and said she was coming. So,
John?
Excited.
Oh, yeah, we got a bunch of people. Most prominent, remember, is the guy from Hawaii who comes every year, and he even orders strudels, and we ship them all the way to Hawaii for him.
Oh, really?
And we got people from all over the country, a couple friends from Germany and England that come by in Australia.
Nice.
I have some regular customers from
there. That's just got to be wild, right? I mean, how unique is that?
That's great. It's a great, and that's kind of, I have most of my work in preparation for the festival. I have a crew that kind of does the line. So I stand by the side of the booth and talk to people. That's really what my job is. That's why I like the festival so much. It's just I catch up with new friends.
Kiala's jealous, I can tell.
I'm trying to get like you. You know what I'm saying? I love this. I love it. I love to be around it and see people who've been doing it, because it makes me want to, you know, grow as a business owner. Mm-hmm. So I love this. I just soak it up and be like, my time is coming. You know.
Your time's here.
Oh, hey.
But, it's just such a unique experience, right? Because you typically wouldn't, you know, you would be in the kitchen typically, right? You know, doing what you do, same here, right?
Yeah.
And don't get to get out and mingle with folks and meet them, especially from other countries that come here. People don't realize. Actually, I was in Newport, I guess it was last year, ran into a couple there at a church that they operate, a Catholic church. It was where John F. Kennedy got married.
Okay.
And they come to Jazz Fest every single year. They've been coming for, I don't know, like 30-something years from up there. They come down to Jazz Fest. And I start asking them about the Newport Festival, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they look at me, I mean, just dead in the face, and they said, it's not Jazz Fest.
Right.
Yeah, the only one Jazz Fest.
Yeah, it's like, that's not Jazz Fest.
That's right.
You know, so, they said, if you've done Jazz Fest, don't worry about coming. It was really funny. Well, folks, congratulations to y'all. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope that y'all have two great weekends. I know we're off to a good start. And we'll be by to see you over the weekend for sure.
All right,
guys.
You.
John, thank you.
Thanks,
Kiala,
Lionel.
Thank you so much.
Alrighty. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We are broadcasting live from Jazz Fest. Thanks to our friends at Miller Lite. Miller Lite tastes like Jazz Fest. We'll be right back on W.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
WL. Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live from the Miller Lite tent. The weather's absolutely beautiful. It feels like air conditioned a little bit out here right now, which is hopefully we keep that going. We've got a great lineup, and we'll continue with talking to some food vendors. And joining us now is Latrell Metter with Wally Talon Jambalaya. There's just not a regular festival unless there's a jambalaya dish being offered, right?
That's
Latrell?
Right. Oh, yeah. It's just quintessential Louisiana.
So you guys, y'all have been here 16. This is your 16th Jazz Fest.
I think that's right. I haven't been here from the beginning, but right. In and out, and I think they've totally been there.
So where is the home base for Wally?
Gonzales,
Louisiana. Uh-huh. And when you guys are preparing your jambalaya here, I know you can't all do it in one sitting. How many do y'all have, more than one pot going at a time?
Yeah, we actually try to get here, you know, as soon as they let us in, and we start the first pot, and then shortly after we get it rolling, then we'll begin the second pot. So we're usually on two pots at this point, and then we'll just kind of gauge the crowd around lunchtime to see where we need to go.
And the pot is capable of, like, how many servings?
I want to say it's around between 300 and 375, maybe 400, depends on
400
yeah,
servings.
Depends on how much meat you put in. It's 100 pounds of rice,
right?
You know, and so it's.
So, what's unique about the prep, the operation of your jambalaya?
Well, ours is the tomato base, the red jambalaya. You know, there's this faction of the brown jambalaya versus the red,
jambalaya.
So we're the red jambalaya for Jazz Fest, and
that's a big battle.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You got some people that can't stand the red, and then some people that, you know, the purists, they say, or the brown people.
And I think
people.
They have both here.
Yeah,
offered
absolutely.
At the
we got yeah. And
y'all need to do like an arm wrestle thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it's you know, you got people eating them both, and then, you know, got your division. So
yeah, so you know, everybody's got their own special protein that they put into their jambalaya. What do y'all put in your jambalaya?
Pork and pork sausage. Yeah.
Any? Do you make your own?
It's all local. Wallet likes to spend money with the home folks, and he has several small time people that supply him, and we go around, you know, and pick up from the back port, the back, you know, doors of the places when we get ready to come down. So yeah, it's all locally sourced.
So when we talk about red versus brown, is there something unique that y'all use for the purposes of the red tomato base?
Paprika, you know, definitely, and the tomatoes are the biggest part. You know, the rest is pretty traditional jambalaya, but
right.
You know,
is there a certain kind of tomato that y'all are partial to?
Not really, no. Yeah. I mean, you know, a good tomato is a good tomato in most cases,
especially when you're stewing it down like
absolutely
that, right?
It cooks all the way down, you don't even see the byproduct of the tomato. So
right. What, if you were advising folks that were preparing jambalaya, what would be the key thing that you just cannot screw up, or otherwise you lose the product, so to speak?
It's just your time management at the end. You know, you're basically making a sauce pecan, or what some people call it, gumbo.
Right.
And until that point, you're just bringing the products closer and closer. And the slower the process, the better, the more tender the meat. It's when you put the rice in where business picks up. I mean, you've got to be on top of your game, so you don't scorch, so you don't stick to the bottom of the pot.
Right.
So you don't overcook, so you don't undercook. So it's just, you know, your time at the end is you work all day, and then it's that last 20 minutes that makes it count.
And what that means to me, Latrell, is that I would screw it up. It's amazing how easy it is to boil crawfish, and I can never, ever get it right.
And the same with
shrimp. And it's not like I can't tell time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everything's written down. I just, for whatever reason, I can't hit the mark.
Yeah, yeah.
I never hit the mark.
And it's easy to get distracted, the phone in your pocket and all those other things. So you have to stay on.
You know, it's funny. My dad was from Bordelonville, Louisiana, and we used to cook French-speaking Acadian. He would cook a jambalaya every now and again, and he always said the same thing. He goes, I can cook a redfish couvillon, he goes, but I just can't hit the mark on a jambalaya for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I think it might be, I think I've inherited that from him. So I know you've been out here with Wally Talon working the booth. What do you love the most about this place, about Jazz Fest?
It's just, you know, it's always different. The people are unique in most cases, and you see, if you're a people watcher, you know, it's the best place on earth to be. You know, a food festival inside of a music festival, you know, it's just two of the best things that you can attend in one event, to me. Yeah.
I was just talking to two other vendors, and I asked the question of them, do they make friends here? Do they meet people? And it was interesting. You know, one of the vendors said, I have a lady from Switzerland that comes in every year. She's coming Saturday. We connect on Facebook. And the other vendor said, we have friends from Germany and Austria and, you know, things of that. Have y'all had that same experience?
Oh, yeah. With Wally being here as long as he has, I mean, the first couple of days is always a reunion and a lot of, you know, fellowship. People coming by and bringing their food, and we give our food away, and it's, you know, it's just, it's a little, you know, it's almost a family affair with the people that have been here a long time, and of course the new people, you know, they welcome them in, and it's always a good time for everybody.
Yeah. So where are y'all located in the festival? Y'all are in food area?
We're in, I think this is number 2, and it's booth number 32.
Okay. All right. So you're right across here from the Miller Lite.
We're right behind, across from Miller Lite, behind Big Chief. Yeah.
Behind Big Chief. Yeah. Absolutely. great location.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
How was yesterday for you guys?
It was good. It was not too much. You know, the Stones last year was a pretty wicked day.
It's hard to beat them.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but, I mean, you know, it's you come out of the barrel wide open.
Right,
so a good wind-up is better sometimes than a full-force storm. So
yesterday was more of a warm-up, and last year with the Stones was
absolutely
more organized.
That was
chaos.
Drinking from a fire hose last year. Yeah, no doubt.
I got here early last year, and I was the beneficiary of watching them warm up.
Oh yeah,
you know they were on the stage, sound checking, and everything for like 30 minutes. I said, oh, this is the greatest treat ever.
Yeah.
It's like a private concert.
Yeah, almost better than the show. Yeah,
yeah, it was awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Latrell Metter with Wally Talon Jambalaya, right across from the Miller Tent here. Can't miss it, folks. They back up to the Big Chief stands for the big stage over there. Which I think is food area too, if my memory serves me correct.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Best of luck to you, and I hope you all have a great fest.
Well, we appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
All right,
folks, we'll be right back. We are broadcasting live here from Gentilly, the Jazz Fest in the Miller Tent, and we really appreciate Miller hosting us, and Miller Lite tastes like the Jazz Fest. We'll be right back on WWL. Stay with us.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Guys, we are so excited to be out here at the Miller Tent at New Orleans Jazz Fest. I'm so excited to celebrate New Orleans' rich cultural history that Jazz Fest has been such an important part of. We are being invaded by the Bracados. I got Bracados coming from every direction right now. I have Ida Bracado, Cherie Bracado. They work with Troy Bracado from Bracado Catering right here in New Orleans. Ladies, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. I love family-owned businesses, you know, that come together, and I'm sure y'all have a – I got to imagine it's a blast in your booth. Because
really
I got to imagine y'all are not – there are a whole bunch of Bracados over there, right?
Yes. We have family and friends that work for us. It's a good thing. Yeah.
Y'all cut up?
Oh, yes. Very much so. Everybody's family
little
in the
teasing,
Bracados booth.
Little teasing going on every now and again.
Oh, yeah. Especially when the brother-in-law comes. Oh, yeah.
Don't be shy, ladies. This is going to be fun.
So the ones
y'all
that marry
relax.
Into the family are the troublemakers. Sure.
The in-laws and outlaws,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So y'all have some interesting dishes. And I am I love oysters.
Oh.
And I've tasted your oysters before. And if folks, you've not been over there to taste their oysters, they're in Food Area 1. So they have a barbecue oyster. They have a buffalo oyster. And I thought there was a third way that y'all did, just the two ways.
Right.
So describe how the barbecue oyster came about as well as the buffalo oyster.
Well, they're fried oysters. Some mm-hmm. people think they're not. They're right. fried oysters, and they're presented on some small pieces of French bread. And then we do the buffalo sauce on top with blue cheese and pickled onions. And then a barbecue sauce, a New Orleans-style barbecue sauce, rosemary, garlic, butter sauce right on top of those fried oysters. This is great oyster season to showcase how great our Louisiana products are. So how they came about, it was just something we thought of, you know. And we can make our own recipes, and, you know, the flavor is always there.
Right.
Everyone's happy with our oysters.
These are Louisiana oysters?
Yes.
Yeah. The out-of-towners, they hear barbecue oysters and they think that they're getting char-grilled.
Char-grilled. Yeah.
Or something on a barbecue pit.
Right.
And so, yeah, we have to explain that a lot. This
is a little different.
Yeah, yeah, it is, but they love it. Like we.
Oh,
have
no,
it,
absolutely.
You know. Yeah. Rosemary and butter. I mean,
I just wish it came in a foot long bottle.
Yeah, me too. I gotcha. Gotcha. Me too. We sold out last night, and we were all very disappointed.
Yeah, rub it in. Go ahead.
Right.
So, which one do y'all sell more of?
Last year, it was a close race, but the barbecue won.
Oh, did it? And y'all actually keep the number then?
Yeah. It's easier with the credit card machines.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
And and it's kind of interesting when, you know, you have out-of-towners coming in and they think of, like, the raw oyster and, like mm-hmm. you said, charbroiled oysters. What is their – it's got to be fun to see their initial reaction.
Sure. We will stop serving and we'll look at it.
You'll
watch
it.
And they'll look and I'll say, okay, this is how we know. You can lie and tell us, oh, this is great, but we're going to read your face. And we'll know exactly if you like it or not. You can't lie to us. And we've not had any bad reactions.
Well, you know when they come back, they actually do like
it.
Oh,
and they do. Yeah. They tell us.
It's a good feeling when someone has never had something before. We serve gumbo almost at every festival we work.
Right.
And then there's out-of-towners. You never had gumbo. You have to try gumbo if you're in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And when they taste it, they're like, this is, you can just tell they've never had
anything
that before.
So y'all do a vegan.
Yeah, we brought vegan to the Jazz Fest.
Gumbo. That's interesting.
That was...
Vegan is not an easy preparation, I'm told. I've had vegan meals. They've been delicious. My curiosity was piqued, and I had some opportunities to visit with the chef. And what you have to go through to provide the true vegan way of preparing things is insane.
Right. Right. So when we do vegan gumbo, when we prepare it, it is the only thing being prepared that day in that part of the kitchen.
Right.
I mean, it has to be like that.
Yeah.
We have, you know, we smoke our product, the tofu and the mushrooms, so it gives it that real smoky, earthy flavor. But it's separate completely. When we serve in everything, we take those precautions.
No protein in it.
Nope.
It's
tofu has
mushrooms and
well, I mean protein
and
meaning
tofu.
You know,
no
meat.
No meats,
no seafood.
Somebody who works for us yesterday, I said, Miss Annie, you gotta try. We've been knowing her forever. You gotta try the vegan. So she yesterday evening she sat down and she's like, oh my God, this is so delicious. And you know, she didn't miss the meat and she was impressed with the flavor.
It seems to run contrary to all the principles of gumbo, right?
So but it's so comparable to what we're used to.
Right.
Like, I'm a chicken and sausage gumbo girl. Like, that's my go-to. But yesterday,
so do you
I
start
ate
with
vegan.
A roux?
Yes. It's typically, it's built the same way. You have your roux, but
your vegetables.
The smoking of the tofu is, it changes. You have such a deeper flavor.
Right.
And it's, even the people who aren't
all
vegan
right, now
love
tell
it.
The truth. Do you use the Trinity? In this?
Sure. Yes. 100%. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You have
definitely.
To.
Definitely.
It's all vegetables. Yeah. We can do whatever we want with it, right?
But we've been serving this gumbo for about 12 years now.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
The Treme Gumbo Fest put on by the Jazz Fest Foundation. And so we bring it back every year. So it is popular. And we do sell it at the restaurant as well.
Because you guys, y'all have an interesting role that y'all have played here. So for 14 years, Riccato Catering has provided food for the staff.
Right.
And I guess in the cafeteria?
In the Horseman's Cafeteria.
Horseman's Cafeteria.
Right.
So you've provided food for the staff, and you've been out here for 4 years out on the festival grounds.
Correct, yes.
A little different?
Yeah.
Well, now we're doing both, so it's...
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's a big staff that puts this on, and
right.
The festival provides lunch for them to eat, so it's a good thing, too.
So you've really seen kind of the backside operation, right? Because everyone I've talked to out here talks about once they get to this festival, they don't ever want to leave because from an operation standpoint, they said this one is second to none.
Everybody knows what they're doing.
Everybody knows what they're doing.
They've all been here forever.
I was just telling a story. I heard somebody say, they're delivering the ice in 2 minutes. I was walking around this morning, so I said, I'm going to stay and check that.
Sure.
And sure enough, 2 minutes later, they showed up with the ice.
Sure. Sure.
I mean,
no, my dad started working at Jazz Fest in 1981.
Uh-huh.
So as a child, I was out here on the back end. And yes, everybody knows what they're doing.
You must have still been in diapers, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, definitely on the back end, and everyone knows what they're doing, and they're all professionals.
Yeah.
That's, you know. But we have fun doing it, too. That's, you got to like what you do.
And I got to imagine the staff is most appreciative of the fact that, that you guys are preparing food.
Oh, people do anything for lunch, yeah. For food.
It's great. I asked some of the other vendors, and I know this has had to happen to you because of what y'all are providing, meeting out-of-town guests, establishing friendships with them, and so forth.
Sure, sure, sure. Definitely. Our your food vendors, you need something, I got it for you, and vice versa.
Right.
You have to help the people that you're working with. Even
right.
though we're independent, we're together.
Right.
We have a festival family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, even the people who pick up the trash and custodials, they come up and hug me. Hey, you know, and that's just how we are.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's my favorite part.
But out-of-town guests that are coming in, I guess you've made friends over the years
yes.
with folks that are returning. Mm-hmm. It's amazing mm-hmm. how many people come here from international travelers
oh, sure.
come here every year
right.
and they hook up with vendors, you know, and talk
oh,
to them.
Oh, every year there's somebody at the corner of the booth screaming your name and you're in the back and you're rolling and they're like, just wanted to say hi, you know, we're back or yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. They know from working with the staff, they get to know the staff and we get to meet new people every single day and
yeah.
that's the best part.
Yesterday we had that guy come and he had some eating restrictions, and he took pictures of everything he ate last year. He's like, isn't this you?
Yes.
Isn't this your dish?
Yeah, and he wanted it exactly how he had it last year, and he got it. And he was so appreciative. That was very
pictures
cool.
Pictures are great, you know.
You, yeah. you have a sign that says, have it your way?
No, but you would think we would. You really would think we did. Yeah.
What is the funniest thing that ever happened to you? While working in the booth.
The funniest thing. Oh, I don't know.
This one stomps everyone for some reason.
Yeah, because we're so in the moment, and we're in the groove, and there's times when we don't look up. And,
right.
I mean, we did have that one year where everybody stopped and gasped because there was somebody just naked, just running across. That had to be it. And we were all like...
Was it a bricotta?
It was not, thank God.
No.
We would have cleared the area.
Yeah, yes. The person had a minimum amount of clothes on.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They closed.
Yeah, it was... I think that was the only time production stopped, ever.
Yeah.
Which we just all were like, yeah. What? And then we all said, well, we're in New Orleans, so...
Yeah.
What goes on in New Orleans stays in New Orleans,
it
right?
It makes sense, yeah.
Sure, sure, sure.
They were enjoying the fest, I'll just say that.
Yeah. Well, ladies, both of you have beautiful smiles.
Thank you. And
I know that you're facing 3 days of torturous work here, and still y'all are smiling ear to ear, and that just means so much, and it's obviously a testament to the experience that y'all have out here, and everybody is just happy. That's what I love about being out here.
Yeah.
It's really a happy place to be, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
You have to have that in life, though.
Well, sure. Thank you so much for joining us, Ida and Cherie Bricado
thank
with Bricado's Catering. Go check them out, folks, at Food Area 1. They have barbecue oysters, buffalo oysters, and believe it or not, a vegan gumbo. Got to check that out.
That even the non-vegans will love.
That even the non-vegans will
promise.
Love. She promises.
I promise.
Money back guarantee. We'll be
there
right
you go.
Back. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are live from the Miller Tent here at the New Orleans Jazz Fest. And what we're going to do, because we've got a little bit backed up here, I'm going to have Bud Brinberg sit down with us. We're going to split his section if he doesn't mind, and I don't think he will. But he's showing off. He's got his 2025 Jazz Fest shirt on, which I actually love the colors. Bud, thank you so much for coming back and joining us. We really appreciate it.
Always great to be here and great to see you again. And I see you are wearing Sundays from, that's the name of the thing, D-A-Z-E,
yes.
from last year.
Last year.
It suits your color very well.
It's one of my favorites. It's amazing how many people I see wear this shirt with the sunglasses at other festivals. The dresses, the ladies love this pattern, you know. And I think they're going to love the new pattern as well, because I love the color and how that works.
Yeah, the new one is a departure for us, because whether it's the sunglasses or... all the others, alligators and red beans and magnolias that we've done, they were always kind of organic images that were made into a pattern. This is a complete view of the festival from like a drone shot. So you see marching bands, you see second liners, you see different tents, you see the Mardi Gras Indians on a stage. It's the whole experience on a shirt.
So, folks, the way this works is that the shirt, as it goes around, is the entire grounds, right?
Right.
Of Jazz Fest.
Right.
Every little tent, right. Every little booth, you know, people moving around. And it's really, really interesting. I love the color, all the colors, too. How do you decide on the coloring? I know it's a little bit different than the poster, and I don't want to talk about the poster. We'll do that in the second segment. But how do you decide on the coloring as you fill in all of this?
Well, it's not just the coloring. It starts with a mad dash for a new idea.
Yeah. So, isn't that always the problem?
It's unbelievable because you don't know where you're going to land.
Right.
You don't even know where to start. You just start playing with ideas. And so once you sort of have your idea, like in this case, it's the festival, you can't do the riot of color that we did for, like, the shirt. You have the sunglass shirt, and it ain't red beans red,
right?
Or alligator green.
Right.
So you have to say, well, what colors go in there? And you work backwards. So you fill it in from there.
And what's interesting, too, as you describe this, I don't know, I had this vision pop in my head of you in an airplane, and you're rocking along and you're working on this. It's a twin-engine plane, and all of a sudden one engine goes out.
That's exactly what happened. I thought we kind of kept that on the QT, but no, I'm that's what happened.
Bud's going to sit down with us again in the next hour, and we're going to flush all of this out as it relates to this whole journey, like we did last year, which
sounds
was
great.
A blast. And so stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news break.